happening locally. The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, our Monday morning look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, highlighted in its weekly letter that the authorities are distant from the needs of civil and business society. In its message to the Cámara Opina, released this Sunday, the private sector highlighted that this distancing from the government is demonstrated by the recent floods that were suffered in the city of Colón due to lack of maintenance of the drainage pumps. Likewise, it is stated that the deplorable state of the Pacific logistics corridor, lack of bridges, the constant claims of citizens for broken roads and lack of water in some communities is a reflection of the situation. Addressing the state of the national infrastructure is not only a duty of the state so that the different actors of society can carry out their daily activities, but we also have indicated that, to the extent of these public works, are attended to and maintained. The much-needed formal jobs will be generated that help the country's sustainable recovery and improve the personal and family situation of our citizens, it's expressed in the CCIAP letter. The Business Association pointed out that the case of the floods in the province of Colón as a result of the lack of action through a pump maintenance program resulted in an economic impact of more than $15 million per day. Similarly, it is highlighted that the lack of maintenance programs for roads, sanitary and rainwater infrastructure, among others, is more worrying because it is deteriorating the standard of living of Panamanians, the image and competitiveness of the country. When we present our country agenda document with a short and medium-term action recommendations to the presidential candidates, including the current president and his team, we point out the attention of these sectors is essential to be able to promote competitive economic growth. Today, they require immediate attention before this means a real debacle for the country as a whole. In your hands is the power to generate the necessary changes, adds the CCIAP message. New economic aid comes to light when the beneficiaries are close relatives of deputies of the Republic. On this occasion, it's the son of the deputy in government, Roberto Abrego, of Circuit 8-5 of the Democratic Revolutionary Party. And it is that, according to the digital media Foco Panama, which released the information on the 22nd of October, Diego Abrego Diaz received financial aid of $190,000 from the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU. Now, it should be remembered that Abrego, in addition to being a deputy, is a member of the board of directors of the Panama Canal Authority, a position that he took office on the 13th of April of 2020. In the case of his son, documents from the Comptroller General of the Republic indicate that IFARU, an entity directed by Bernardo Meneses, sent the corresponding paperwork for his endorsement on the 5th of August of 2020. And it was on August the 10th of 2020 that the Comptroller endorsed the document. In other words, it was a procedure that lasted just 5 days. The digital media Foco Panama initially reported this week that Paola Testa Rodriguez, daughter of the deputy and co-party of Meneses, Zulay Rodriguez, received an economic aid of $61,000. Both Meneses and the ruling deputy herself assured that the aid was given to Testa Rodriguez based on her academic and sports skills. Well, the newspaper La Prensa also revealed that Maria Alejandra Panay Marin, daughter of Kibian Panay, received an aid to study in England for an amount of $81,730. The first disbursement for $59,230 was made in October of 2021, and the second for $22,500 was endorsed on the in February of 2022. The result of the long debate on the reforms to Law 37 of 2009, which decentralizes public administration, supposes increases in the amount of funds available to local governments, or this facing a pre-election year in which the National Decentralization Authority, the AND, elevated from secretary to authority in the government of Laurentino Cortizo, could have a budget for $343.1 million in 2023. Although the reforms agreed to increases in transfers to local governments, progress was made in terms of oversight and citizen participation. The fight against inequality forces us to resume the serious debate of Bill 364, which reforms Law 37 of decentralisation to efficiently attack the needs of our communities, said Deputy Crispiano Adames when he was re-elected as President of the National Assembly on the 1st of July. The initiative was widely discussed in the first debate in the Municipal Affairs Commission, which is chaired by the Deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, that's Javier Sucre, who in turn is one of the proponents of the bill. Each municipality will have a budget of at least $1 million a year. If you do not receive that amount by appealing to your own collection and the aforementioned method, a solidarity formula will be applied. Other transfers of funds are contemplated there, such as $110,000 base to each community board and municipality by the AND. These must be allocated as follows: 80% for investment and 20% for operation. In addition, part of the operating budget will be for the training of human resources and community members. Citizen participation and accountability as a mechanism of transparency in the management of public funds will be an essential requirement in the process of programming, planning, execution and comprehensive development of the sectoral projects that are executed in the municipalities. It is part of the approval. The result of the public hearing as well will be binding. Finally, it was approved to include three people from civil society and the AND Board of Directors. The requirement is that they be linked to municipal development. These three people with voice and vote will be part of the board of directors made up of 11 people, mainly ministers, representatives of municipal associations and other officials. For the independent deputy, Juan Diego Vasquez, who participated in a discussion in the Municipal Affairs Commission and has been a defender of citizen participation and decentralisation, the allocation of resources to local governments must be accompanied by a transfer of capacities and of knowledge. It is not giving more money to the representatives and mayors, but giving them more responsibility and money to fulfil those responsibilities, he told La Prensa. He added that it is fundamental to ensure the existence of institutional and citizen oversight mechanisms. So far in 2022, the security forces have seized some 100 tons of drugs, a figure that is on track to exceed the record of 128.7 tons, which was imposed in the 12 months of 2021. The Minister of Public Security, Juan Manuel Pino, reported that the largest amount of drugs has been seized in the provinces of Colón and Panama. Precisely those two provinces, according to data from the Public Ministry, updated to September this year, are the ones that lead to the number of homicides, 39% and 22% respectively, of the total of 369 homicides that have occurred in the country in the first 10 months of the year. The thesis of drug prosecutors and police agents is that when a seizure occurs, the immediate consequence is one or two homicides, generally committed by Creole gangs, some with connections to international organized crime, such as the Clan del Golfo de Colombia. According to Pino, through the ISMO operation in the last few hours, the National Aeronaval Service, SANAN, seized some 2,800 packages of drugs, close to 3 tons. This was between the Gunayala region, the ports of Colón, and the Jicarón Island in the south of the of Veraguas. This is near Coiba. Most of the drugs come from Colombia and the Caribbean. Jose Hernandez, Commissioner of SANAN, recently pointed out that a lot of drugs enter through the Gulf of Uraba, and lately drug traffickers move away from the coast of Panama to avoid interceptions. On the Pacific side, they are using speedboats and are sometimes captured near Punta Burica, almost on the border with Costa Rica. Drug seizures in Panama have increased after, on February the 11th of 2021, Panama inaugurated the Regional Naval Air Operations Center, known as CRON, with the support of the United States, and which monitors the so-called Southern Triangle of the region, Costa Rica, Panama, and Colombia. On October the 17th, the governments of the United States and Panama approved the purchase and donation of a King Air 250 maritime patrol aircraft with an approximate investment of $12.6 million, which is intended to support operations to counter trafficking and illegal fishing, as well as humanitarian relief efforts, including search and rescue. After 2 years of absence due to the COVID-19 pandemic, on Saturday, the traditional meeting of student music bands was held on Avenida Peru, Caledonia Corregimiento. Drums, lyres, clarinets, trumpets and other musical instruments were combined in a celebratory atmosphere for 10 days now for the national holidays. The event, organized by the National Charity Lottery, was held in its 24th version and included the participation of 22 schools and 13 independent bands. The organizers highlighted the participation of some 3,000 students from official and private schools who paraded in the categories of lyre and music bands. There will also be trophies for the best team of batuteurs battalion and the best escort. The parade, which began in the old Bella Vista Theatre and ended in the vicinity of Calle 31 in Caledonia, began with the presentation of the music band of the Panama Fire Department. The lottery reported that nearly $25,000 in prizes have been awarded to be distributed to the top five places in the lyre band category and the top three places in the other band category, and this will be for the purchase of musical instruments and trophies. That's it. There we go. That's starting off our week. That's some of those things that are in the local news and compiled for you here this morning on The Breakfast Show.